The Lutheran confessions witness to the justification of the sinner apart from works of the law through faith alone in Christ alone.
Dr. John Bruss, president of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, speaking at the 2025 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
All of the other questions that come up, and there are many, are entailments of the doctrine of the justification of the sinner by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. That's the heartbeat of the Lutheran confessions, the core of it.
You can listen to Dr. John Bruss's presentation, Making the Case for the Lutheran Confessions, from this year's Making the Case conference. We'll send you a link to watch an on-demand video stream and download audio recordings for a donation of $300 by Holy Cross Day, September 14th. Find out more at issuesetc.org or call 618-223-8385.
Sanctified us in the true faith. sanctified us in the true faith.
Reading from Hebrews chapter 10. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession, an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which was a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The theologian Hermann Zassa wrote an essay entitled Ecclesia Migrans, The Migrating Church, reflecting the fact that those who are at home with God are never completely at home in this world. The Church of Jesus Christ lives in many nations, but can never be the property of one particular nation. Wherever the church finds herself scattered among the peoples of this world, she is living as a stranger and out of place kind of community. So it was when the Holy Spirit inspired the writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews. This little flock, enlightened by the Spirit through the preaching of the gospel and brought to the promise of baptism, knew a thing or two about affliction and suffering. They had suffered imprisonment. They had faced the plundering of their property, public shaming, and the like. Joined to Christ their head, they followed his path, bearing the cross. Deprived of freedom and earthly treasure, they knew that even in prison, they were free. They knew that even when goods, fame, child, and wife were taken from them, they had a possession that their enemies could not touch: the forgiveness of sins and life with God now, and the promise of the resurrection of the body and eternal life in a new creation, untouched by sin and corruption. A kingdom where the praise of the Creator will be unbroken and uninterrupted. In the meantime, they and we feebly struggle in the face of all that would pull us away from Christ and plunge us into despair. They needed, as we need, endurance. We are called to persevere, to be steady in a race toward the heavenly goal. So our text says, do not throw away your confidence. Do not throw away your confidence in Christ and shrink back from Him. We live with boldness, not ashamed of the gospel, which is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. We do not accommodate ourselves to the darkness of this passing age, but we live in the clear light of Easter's victory, and we breathe in the fresh air of Pentecost, enlivened by the Holy Spirit, to confess Jesus is Lord. We will not be intimidated by principalities and powers that have been disarmed by the cross and the empty tomb. In Jesus, we have been brought to the knowledge of the truth that God is our true Father and that we are His true children, so that, as the Catechism says, that we, with all boldness and confidence, may ask Him as dear children ask their dear Father. This confidence is anchored in the promise of Christ Jesus, who loved us and gave Himself up for us. We look for the one who is to come, the one promised by the prophet, yet a little while, and the coming one will come and not delay. These prophetic words are echoed by Jesus in the dark night of His betrayal, when He said to His disciples in John 16, a little while and you will see Me no longer, and again, a little while you will see Me. Where does that put us? We are now living in the in-between times. We live in that little while between Christ's ascension and His return in glory. This is our confidence that we confess in the Creed. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Our lives are not an aimless drift toward an inevitable death. We live our lives in the little while with the hope that is sure and certain, that nothing in all of creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. We are not to be numbered with those who shrink back from Christ on the slippery slope of apostasy, ending up making a shipwreck of faith and despairing and destroyed. Instead, we are pulled forward toward the outcome of our faith, life with Christ in His heavenly kingdom. We are compelled by the truth that God's good and gracious will is to keep us firm in His word and faith until we die. The Holy Spirit is not the spirit of cynicism or despair. We are not drawn into the mindset of those who merely complain about how evil the culture is, or even worse, a bitter and brittle defensiveness that would set aside the Eighth Commandment, allegedly to protect the truth. We endure. There are challenges along the way, to be sure. In the words of the old hymn, "I walk in danger all the way," Satan has marked you for attack. We contend with temptations and sin, but faith is bold to assert. Again, in the words of the hymn, "I walk with Jesus all the way, his guidance fails me never. Within his wounds I find a stay when Satan's power assails me. And by his footsteps led, my path I safely tread. No evil leads my soul astray. I walk with Jesus all the way." Through all of life's little whiles, this is the promise that sustains us. "But my righteous one shall live by faith." And this faith God has worked in you by the power of his gospel. And he who has begun this good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ. God is faithful. He will do it. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting.
In our prayers, we remember Grace Babbitt, as she recovers from minor injuries from an accident. We also pray for Dan Labor, father-in-law of Gabriel Baker, as Dan is in hospice.
Let us pray. Merciful Lord, cleanse and defend your church by the sacrifice of Christ. Unite with him in holy baptism. Give us grace to receive the thanksgiving, the fruits of his redeeming work, and daily follow in his way. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, the strength of the weak and the consolation of those who suffer, be merciful to Grace and restore her to health according to your will. Lift up the heart of Dan, strengthen his faith in your salvation, and by your loving kindness, bring both of them your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord Almighty bless us and direct our days and our deeds in his peace.
Amen.